Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Chaf Dalet, Bechoros 24b, pagination is 48. We'll start at the Mishnah around midway on the page. Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam Omer, Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam said, Hashochet es HaBechor, a person who's shechting a Bechor. Nowadays, this is possible, even though regular Kodshim we don't have without a Beis HaMikdash, but a Bechor is unique, that once it gets a Mum, it's able to be Shecht, but it still has certain rules associated with its sanctified status. In particular, that we're not allowed to shear its wool. So HaShochet es HaBechor, a person is Shechting a Bechor, meaning a Bal Mum, it has a blemish, and he's having trouble because the wool is there blocking the place that he needs to do his shechita. Either this is a logistical thing, or Rashi says it's a halachic thing, chaloda, that the knife is going to get hidden underneath the wool, and that would create a problem with the shechita. So he wants to clear out the wool enough that he should be able to do a good shechita. Says the Mishnah, Osa makom bekofitz, he's allowed to use this tool, a cleaver, he's using the shechita knife, he's using it to move the wool to one side and the other side, make room, mikan o mikan, this way and that way, v'tolish es ha-seyor, and he's plucking the hair. Now, we could try to dissect this. Is he plucking the hair intentionally, unintentionally? What is he doing with this hair? But he's definitely doing an act of pushing it in either direction to make room. And at times, certainly, some of the hair gets removed. Uvilvachelo yazizeno bimimikomo. Even though he has indeed detached hair, he shouldn't remove it from its location. Rashi explains, Shalo Yomru, people shouldn't say, Geziza Ovid Bekodshim, that he did a shearing. Ela Yanichenu Mesuvachim Atzemer, he should leave it entangled with the other wool, Mikan o Mikan, that's on either side of the place of the incision. So that's the first statement. He needs to remove the wool or move the wool in order to access and do a proper shechita. And he could move it to either side, even though, at the very least, even though some wool will be removed unintentionally from the animal. Tosfos makes a nice observation towards the end of Hashochet, Yesh Lomar. Denokat Bechor lefishanoig bizmanazeh. Even though this ruling regarding the wool, and I want to do a kasher shechita, can I move it to either side even if some of it gets detached? This is being said by Bechor, even though it applies to Kachim too, by other animals, karbanos, lefishenoig bizmanazeh, because it applies in our time. Generally, you won't have kachim in our time. Why would someone be dealing with kachim if there's no Beis HaMikdash? The case that we would be dealing with is the Bechor, which, even after it has a mum, and you're shechting it, it still has sanctification. Also, Tosfos says, derech lios tzimro gadol, it's normal for its wool to be very great, long, busy, mitoch shemasha oso achayipo bamum, because a person has to wait until it gets a blemish. You're not allowed to make a blemish in it. So when it finally gets a blemish, so you're waiting around for that. So meanwhile, it grows and grows and grows, and there's a prohibition to shear it. So therefore, it's normal for it to have long wool. If you were dealing with an animal by kachim, so until it's designated as kachim, it was allowed to be shorn. And therefore, from the time that the person designates it until the time of shechita, it's like it had a reasonable haircut, and there wouldn't be such a big problem with shechting it. The Mishnah concludes, V'chein ha-tolesh es ha-seyar liros makam mum. And the same thing is if a person moved away the hair in order to see the place of the blemish, so that the chacham, the sage, should be able to rule if it's a definitive blemish and allows the animal to be used at this point, because it wouldn't be fitting for the Beis HaMikdash anyway. So he moves the hair, and some of it comes out. He should also leave it in its place, entangled with the other wool, and not remove it, because whether you're allowed to do it or not, or how you're supposed to do it, but whatever does get detached, you don't want to give the impression that you're shearing it as a process, as gozes, intentionally. The Gemara delves into this process of moving the wool and wonders what the reason for the permissive ruling is that you should be allowed to do that in order to do the shechita. Amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Yosi ben HaMeshulam. Rav says, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi ben HaMeshulam that you're allowed to move the wool in order to access the place of shechita. And they asked, what is the rule regarding Yamtiv? Taima, Rabbi Yosi ben HaMeshulam, is the reason that Rabbi Yosi ben HaMeshulam is allowing this by the Bechor. Mishum dekasavar tolish lav hainu gozeis. Because plucking here, which is essentially what happens here when you move it to the side, that's not gozeis. That's not shearing. Shearing is a specific type of process. Over Yamtiv, asur. But on Yamtiv, it's not working with the word gozeis specifically. Tahavale okedava migidulo. Anytime you pull something from its place of growth, it's going to be a Yamtiv violation. Shabbos, Yamtiv, it's not about shearing. It's about taking something from its place of growth. And this would also qualify and therefore be prohibited if a person wants to shecht an animal on Yamtiv. Is he allowed to do this same process? Over here, it was happening during the weekday, and the restriction is lo sagos b'chartzonecha, not to do gozeis, shearing. Well, okay, this wasn't shearing. But by Yamtiv, where it's not about shearing, it's about removal from its place of growth, it would be prohibited, Odilma, or maybe. Ba'alma sava Rabbi Yosi ben HaMeshulam tolesh hainu gozeis. Really, Rabbi Yosi ben HaMeshulam was not making a distinction between tolesh and gozeis. It's all prohibited. V'hainu taima deshari, the reason that it's permitted, da'ave le'dava she'ein miskavein. It was unintentional. He didn't intend to pluck the hair in our case. He intended to move it to the sides. But when you move it to the sides with a little force, sometimes it gets detached, so we're told, leave it in place. But that wasn't his intent, that wasn't his need. And therefore, similarly, you allowed it by the shechita of the Bechor, we would allow it by the shechita that occurs on Yom Tov. Amaluhu zil shailuha l'Rav Chananel. When they asked him this question, would it be permitted on Yom Tov? He said, ask Rav Chananel, I omar alachik Rabbi Yosi ben HaMeshulam, if we indeed paskin like Rabbi Yosi ben HaMeshulam, if shitluchu, then I'll answer your question whether or not it's permitted on Yom Tov. So just get me a ruling whether we paskin like that by Bechor. And if it's true, I'll tell you what happens by Yom Tov. Asu shailuha, they went and asked Rav Chananel as instructed. Amaluhu hachi amar Rav alachik Rabbi Yosi ben HaMeshulam, and he told them the quote that's later been included in the Gemara as the opening statement of the Gemara that we indeed paskin like Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam, also lekamed Ravuna. So they came back. Amaluhu, oh, we do paskin like Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam by Bechar. So let me tell you, kinegda biyamtif mutter, it's permitted by yamtif as well. In halacha, hilchas yamtif, taf tzadi ches yudbeis. Hashochet behema biyamtif, a person is shechting an animal on yamtif. Remember, our Mishnah started off, the topic was b'chor shechita. Once it has a mum, the Gemara asked the question, what about yamtif? Eino rashe litlosh hatzemer lasas makom lasakin. The Mechaber holds, you're not allowed intentionally to remove the wool to make a place for shechita. Not allowed to do that intentionally, because that act is prohibited on yamtif. Ela mefanehu, you move the hair. Umoshcho elach ve'elach, you're pulling it to either side. Ve'im nitlash nitlash, and if it ends up getting detached, it got detached, but that was not my intent. And that's the wording of our Gemara. It's a davar she'ein miskaven. It's an act without intent. Now, a person could wonder, why then am I not allowed to brush my hair on Shabbos and Yom Tov? We're worried that you're going to detach hairs. Why can't I argue it's a davar she'ein miskaven? No intent for detaching hairs. And the answer over there is quite simple. In the case that we described in our Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara, we just want to move the hair to either side. We don't care how it looks. In fact, it ends up misuvach, it's entangled. When a person brushes their hair, they're trying to make it look very neat. And indeed, part of the brushing action is that when there's a hair that's not cooperating, it gets pulled out. And the goal by brushing the hair is indeed for everything to be neat. And therefore, one cannot argue it's a davar she'ein mischavein, that it's not intentional. It's in fact a psik resha. It's for sure going to happen with the typical brushing action. There are hairs that get detached, and it's beneficial because your goal, again, is not just to clear a spot to do the shechita. The goal is to make the hair look neat. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.